It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. The constant media coverage of Hurricane Irma kept people up to speed on the storm's intensity and the devastation that followed. But journalist Peter Dykstra of Environmental Health News says there was one thing most of the coverage was missing. Peter previously oversaw CNN's science, environment, weather, and technology coverage. We caught up with him at his Brookhaven, Georgia home.
When I ran the science and environment and weather coverage at CNN, one of our central rules is that we had to present news and we had to present stories that made CNN and made the reporters look smart today, but made them look even smarter 20 years from now. I think the way the climate is being ignored or dismissed or still treated like a debate is going to make us look like fools 20 years from now. Earlier this week, a head of state, a leader of a sovereign nation, a gentleman named Gaston Browne, who is the prime minister of Antigua and Barbuda, two small islands in the Lesser Antilles. Barbuda was absolutely destroyed by the passage of these hurricanes, particularly Irma. And the prime minister, the head of state of a sovereign nation, tried to bring up climate change as an impact for why part of his nation was destroyed. And he was cut off by cable news anchor. In this case, it was Chris Cuomo of CNN, who basically said, now is not the time to talk about climate change. I thought that was outrageous. Good journalism is looking at the cause of problems. It's not just standing in the thigh-deep water and talking about how only fools go out in thigh-deep water during a hurricane. We need to do better than that, and the coverage needs to be more complete. There's a newspaper reporter friend of mine who won a Pulitzer for his work on Katrina, who refers to a lot of this coverage as disaster porn. And there's a place for that in live 24-hour TV news, but there's also a place for saying, why did we have these two hurricanes back-to-back wreaking such disaster in America? And why are there typhoons like Haiyan, the one that destroyed a big chunk of the Philippines a few years ago? Why are these more frequent now than in the past? And the answer seems to be quite clear, that global warming, climate change has something to do with it.
That was Peter Dykstra, publisher of Environmental Health News. He spoke with On Second Thought producer Sean Powers. Aboard Air Force One yesterday, President Trump was asked by a reporter if Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Harvey have changed his views on climate change. Here's what the president said.
Well, we've had bigger storms than this, and if you go back into the 1930s and the 1940s and you take a look, we've had storms over the years that have been bigger than this. If you go back into the teens, you'll see storms that were as big or bigger. So we did have two, you know, horrific storms, epic storms. But if you go back into the 30s and 40s and you go back into the teens, you'll see storms that were very similar and even bigger.
With warm waters in the Gulf of Mexico and rising sea levels, scientists point to powerful storms like hurricanes Irma and Harvey as evidence of climate change. We'd like to hear from you. Do you think there should be a greater attention paid to climate change in covering stories like hurricanes? You can leave us a message at 404-500-9457. You can also post on Facebook or reach us on Twitter. The show is at OST Talk.